North Carolina will begin compensating victims of the state's decades-long eugenics program at the end of the month. It's part of the law passed last year to divide $10 million evenly among victims. It doesn't look like payments will be going to that many people, though. Only about a third of the claims for compensation have been approved. Mark Dorison joins us from the UNC Center for Civil Rights. The center represents about 40 people making the claims. Why have only a third of the claims, that's 213 of them, been approved?
The compensation program has been set up in such a way, and the restrictions built into the program, such that it excludes a large swath of victims of the state sterilizations program. The compensation program is set up in such a way that requires, one, that there be a specific record in the state eugenics board that the victims were sterilized pursuant to the state eugenics board's authority. What we found in representing victims is that there are hundreds of folks who were sterilized by county boards of social services, by county boards of public health, all acting under the authority of the state eugenics board, but for whom paperwork was never sent or formal approval of the state was never requested. So what we know is these folks were clearly sterilized against their will by the state, but the documentation, what we have found so far, is that it's not in the state archives.
So you're saying because the law says sterilized by the state, no mention of counties, that's why some of these claims have not been approved?
That's right.
Is it just a matter of wording?
That's certainly our position, and certainly the position of these individuals who were victimized, brutalized, really, against their will. And so these local actors were absolutely acting under color of that state law, even without having sent the paperwork on to the state. I mean, if there hadn't been a statewide, state-sanctioned, state-endorsed, and aggressive state sterilization program, I don't think you would have seen these local entities taking this action.
How did you and the center become aware of the language situation with the law that we're talking about, the state versus the county sterilization?
You know, some of that was not discovered really until the process began, until we started seeing victims having their claims denied, and then having consulted with them or their families and getting more information that they were certain that this happened to them. And when we began then to request records from healthcare providers and from local boards, that's when we began to find that there were, in fact, people who were sterilized against their will by government actors, but for whom this paperwork never made it to the state office.
You didn't know about it before the law was written?
No, we did not.
Do you think that this is just an oversight with the language in the law, or could it have been written on purpose this way to, I guess, curtail the number of people who end up receiving compensation?
Well, I don't know if this particular issue was anticipated by the legislature. And certainly it wasn't anticipated by advocates, I think, who were thinking about that. But I do think the law was drawn in a very narrow and limiting way and designed to significantly limit the number of eligible victims.
Can those victims who were sterilized at the county level who have been denied, can they appeal? Would it do any good at this point?
Well, we and, again, this group of lawyers that have very graciously taken on a bunch of these cases pro bono are pursuing on behalf of our clients several appeals on those exact issues. So we'll find out. The first appeal hearings that I think raise these issues take place later this month.
Mark Dorison is the managing attorney for the UNC Center for Civil Rights. Thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.